Time to look at developments on the market. It's mostly red apart from financials, ending the day up in the green, while the all-share resources, industrials, gold, and the top 40 end the day down. Portfolio manager at BP, Bernstein Mako Masilela, joins us as usual on a Thursday in studio. Good evening.
Evening.
Talk us through the day's developments. What transpired?
I guess it makes sense with the rand strengthening, you know, just going under 14. Remember, you know, take October itself, our market was up almost 6%, but one has to bear in mind it was mainly at the back of a weaker rand. Mm. So now if you see the rand starting to strengthen, you know, obviously we expect the rand hedges to start softening. So that's what has been happening. And as we know, when it comes to a stronger rand, or the minute you see the rand gaining some ground, that gets to be positive for financials. Hence, that the ones which are up. But now, the fact that also, for the first time after a decade, we saw the Bank of England, you know, increasing interest rates.
Yeah.
That also was negative for the pound and affected our dual listed stocks. And our dual listed here, we talk our heavyweights. Mm. So that also pulled us down. So yeah, generally it was all that. And the markets were not too keen, you know, after they realized, or the partly announcement of the much-awaited tax reforms. You know,
yes,
we saw the dollar losing some ground, and then that also was helpful for the rent as well, and the market as well going down on the back of that. And I think it's because we know that they still have a very long way to go to get it right. And yesterday, for the fact that they postponed it for a day, that kind of offset us. But come tonight, we're looking forward to see, really, is Donald going to appoint the new Federal Reserve chairperson? And so far, the market has discounted that we're going to get the toughish guy, the guy which resembles continuity, the guy who's more or less, you know, going to be doing the way things have been going.
Mm.
So we don't expect much of magic out of there. And tomorrow, with the job numbers coming out of the U.S., so far we've seen an indication that it's not looking too bad. So that increases the likelihood that come December, the U.S. Federal Reserve, they will increase interest rates. So that's the basically what has been happening. And I think it's only fair that at some point the market have to take some profits.
Yeah. Now tell us about developments at Truworths.
Truworths, they released their, what you call, 17-week sales. They were not okay. They
okay.
were down, you know, almost 3%. And if you take like for like, they're still down almost 2%. Market didn't like that. And then we saw the share price also going down by almost 3%. Bear in mind that Truworths, they still have 50% accounts and then 50% cash. So that's not a good model if you have consumers which are struggling. And low consumer confidence is not doing well for them.
Mm.
And it's not only them. You know, you look at the likes of Fortuny.
Yes.
Fortunately, Fortuny, their outlook is more positive.
Okay.
But it was weighed down more by what we've seen. They had some cost when it comes to whatever they've been acquiring. But the market liked the fact that their outlook is very encouraging. Hence, the market managed to push the share price almost 3% up.
Interesting. We'll leave it there for this evening. Portfolio manager at BP Bernstein, Mako Masilela, with the day's market wrap.